You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, if you're like me, you're probably going to your mailbox every day and getting another direct mail piece about end-of-year giving, and I have received tons this year. You may be hearing ads or seeing things, your favorite charities, things and organizations that you would like to support. They're all asking you, hey, it's the end of the year, why not give to us? And in light of that, we have asked the expert in all of this to be our guest for the 5 days we're on the air this week. And Ouija Stewart joins us again from the Community Foundation, because we wanted to concentrate every day on a different type of giving, because there's lots of ways that you can give back. And good morning, first of all, and welcome to you. That's a great scarf. Women really get to do the scarf thing.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm jealous of that.
Well, you can try it.
I do, and everybody says you're very European, and I don't know what that means. Let's spend some time today to talk about, and this may be the most complex of the ways that we wanted to talk about doing things, but let's talk about, we talked about IRA gifts yesterday, and the video was up, and the video going up today. When you talk about donating appreciated stock,
right. That,
you know, whenever you get into the stock market, that sounds very complicated and complex, but you can break this down very simply. This is a very unique way, and particularly with what's going on with the stock market right now, where you can have a maximum bang for your buck for not only you, but for your favorite charity.
So appreciated stock means it's stock that you've owned, and it's gone up in value, so it's appreciated. If you sell that stock, you're going to pay capital gains on the difference between what you paid for it and what you sold for it. So if you bought it for 10 and now it's worth 20, you're going to pay tax on the 10
that you've earned,
that you've gained. If you give that same share of stock away, you don't pay any tax on the appreciation.
All right,
so you bypass that, and that's called capital gains tax. So it's not anything that requires itemization or anything. Everybody who sells stock pays capital gains tax if they have a gain. When you give it to the charity, you're giving them a $20 share of stock. And you get to claim that $20 gift on your itemized deductions as well.
All right, so this, we start talking about larger amounts of money. I mean, this could really add up to a big deal. All right, so now, how difficult is this to do? You know, you work with the brokerage firm, so you have this relationship. They can talk to their person who's handling their account, connect those folks with the Community Foundation. It's as simple as that, really.
Sure, I mean, local people, if they have a brokerage account here, we likely have an account with that same broker. So it's a matter of sliding the stock from their account over to our account.
All right. We just had this. Jeff Black just did this for our WSOY Community Food Drive.
Yep. Lots of people did it for the food drive.
And so this, and particularly this year, we don't know what's going to happen in January. We don't know the new tax laws. They still have to have a reconciliation between the Senate and the House. But right now, we do know that the Dow is at an all-time high. And this could really mean a big deal and save you. I mean, this isn't just sort of savings. I mean, this is big savings.
Right. And the other thing is, if you do that now, and instead of dying and leaving the stock to your kids who are going to end up paying tax on it, this is a great asset to give away. Right now, as you said, the Dow is at all-time highs. People have lots of value in their portfolios. And if you are charitable and you want to be strategic about how you give, giving away appreciated stock makes the most sense.
Okay. And so this can, like all of the other conversations we're having this week, tomorrow will be donor advised funds. And then we have also, we'll talk about your charity, because there's, you know, any way throughout the spectrum. I mean, whether you're doing it now or when you pass, there's a lot of ways to give. This can be started with just a simple phone call. And I know you in the videos say, you know, it's easy to just have a face-to-face conversation, pick up the phone calls, we'll have a meeting, and you can walk people through this. And the Community Foundation is unbelievable. What is the total amount of money that you're managing now?
Well, with the performance in the market this year, we're going to finish the year at about $36
million. $36 million, which over the last few years, and I know you're very reluctant to take credit for this, but I think Ouija is the reason why. I mean, this is like doubled. You really now are having a huge impact on the community. And the great thing about the Community Foundation is they can direct your funds to what you're passionate about. It doesn't have to just go into a fund that just sort of sits there in an you know, you can literally, if you love the arts, if you love music, if you love education, social services, whatever it might be, you can direct these dollars to exactly where you want them to go.
And you can do it to a field of interest like you just talked about, or you can do it for a particular organization that you love and care about.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's as detailed as you want. Sure. Or you can leave it up to the community foundation to figure
out.
That's right. So it's hands-on as you want to be with
right,
this.
Right, exactly. We All like right. our donors to be involved if that's their style, well, because that's what they want.
Well, a lot of people do. I mean, sure. they're passionate about certain things. And it's always, because I always call Ouija. They're like, hey, you got anybody on the chart that's in this area or right. that area? And they can do it. So whether it's veterans, or whatever it might be, it will find its way to where you feel your passion. So the appreciated stock, great option, particularly now. And December 5th, there's plenty of time to do this.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you can do it today.
All right. What's the telephone number?
429-3000. Or you can talk to your stockbroker about this, and they know the drill as well. So,
simple,
you know, either way, whichever way you're most comfortable.
Ouija, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
News is next.